Welcome into a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I am chatting with David Erfle, founder and editor of the Junior Minor Junkie. And David, let's start off with that nice pop we saw yesterday in gold and even in the gold stocks. We saw GDX, GDXJ up nicely in gold, move and touch just above 1300. Today, we're giving back some of those gains. So gold right now is down about $4. But I think more interestingly, we're seeing GDX and GDXJ also down. However, those have started to rebound. They were down about 1.5%, and GDX is now down only about 0.75%. So a nice little recovery after that sell-off throughout today. But again, what's your take on this? It seems like a lot of this trade war escalation talk is moving some money into these safe haven assets, and that's why we saw this bounce. What are the charts telling you?
Yeah, it's really interesting here. At the close Friday, the HUI put in a really ugly red candle below 150, and it looked like we were going to have some more selling to open up this week. And if you look at the GDX, it closed below its 200-day moving average on the week, and it looked like it was going to be bearish starting out this week. But then China announced their retaliation for the tariffs that Trump put on them. And all of a sudden, gold looks really good right now to everybody. It's gone up in all these other major currencies as well. The Australian dollar has broken down, and the Australian gold price is at another all-time high. So if you look at the GDX and you look at silver, they've still got some catching up to do. The GDX did have a really nice pop yesterday, and it closed above its 18-day moving average for the first time since it broke down in April. So that starting to look constructive, and the GDX looks like it's trying to build a base here at the 200-day moving average. But silver is yet to get off the floor here. That gold-silver ratio is really looking interesting right now, Corey. The gold-silver ratio was above 90 only once since Nixon closed the gold window in 1971. The gold-silver ratio popped to over 90 for a day. And at that same time, at that same day that it popped over 90, the HUI bottomed at 150. Well, the HUI is trading at 150 again, and the gold price is pretty much double what it was back in 2008. And once the gold silver ratio spiked above 90, it started to go lower, and it never back as the gold price soared to $1,900 from 680 in 3 years. So I'm not saying that's going to happen right now, but I'm just suggesting it's very interesting that all these things are happening at the same time right now.
Now, that gold-silver ratio I find very interesting because a lot of the precious metals bulls point to that 80 level as a sign that it's getting overdone and it should start reversing. But as you said, we have kept on climbing and now we're approaching that 90 level. Do you expect the more extreme this gets, the quicker the reversal, or does this take time to work itself out as we get even further away from 80?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, it all depends on the catalysts out there that are providing the energy for it to do so. So, what we have right now is global equity jitters because of this U.S. China trade war that the market was pricing in just last week that it may end soon, and now there's no end in sight. So that is causing global equity jitters, and also you're going to have the European parliamentary elections coming up here in about a week or so. I think May 23rd is when they start, 23rd to the 26th. So that might provide some more volatility into the marketplace. But as far as the levels are concerned, I'd like to see gold close this week above 1288, 1290. That would be nice because that downtrend line that was broken yesterday needs to hold. That downtrend line from February that was broken yesterday needs to hold. And it was interesting because the uptrend line was tested. The August uptrend line was tested and held. And then yesterday was when gold broke out of the downtrend line from February. So that 12 88,1290 area at the end of the week. I'd like to see a close above that. And as far as the GDX is concerned, we need a close above 2150 on a weekly basis close as well.
We do, but my argument is also we need a close above 24 or 25 on a weekly basis to really get some more interest in there. But what this really is, especially for gold and GDX, is just trading these ranges. But then when it comes to silver, silver continues to more or less be a dog. What do you think is going to change the overall environment for silver? Is it going to be some more of these actual uses, maybe a pickup in global growth, or is it truly just fear hitting the market and gold popping and carrying silver with it?
Well, the reason why silver is remaining weak here is because of this trade war. It's silver's industrial component that is keeping the silver price down here. But if you look at the chart, it's a bullish falling wedge that it's in right now. So I don't know what the catalyst is going to be that will pop silver. I think it would probably be a sustaining price rise, and silver would finally begin to start to play catch up and get these shorts nervous, because the commitment of traders report, it looks much more constructive from a contrarian view than the gold commitment of traders report right now.
Okay, so also what we're talking about here, what you're potentially seeing is this pop that could be setting up in GDX, even in gold. What's your time frame on this pop, though? Is this just, again, more of kind of a short-term trading opportunity, maybe for a month, a little bit more than a month?
Yeah, well, as far as the short-term is concerned, you know, the full stochastics are overbought in gold. So I think you're going to see some consolidation here in the next few days. But I think if we see a monthly close above 1300 and a monthly close above 2150 in the GDX, I think is a really good chance we got a short to medium term bottom here. And then the gold price will attempt to test that 1350 to 1375 area again. And I think there would be a really good chance for a breakout finally there if we get more global equity volatility, more safe haven buying, some geopolitical fears from the European parliamentary elections, and I think, Ben, you've got a chance of it finally breaking that area. You know, you've got the Fed on board now, which they're not going to raise rates anytime soon. So also, if the market continues to be weak here and it breaks some support levels, I mean, I think the Fed futures are pricing in like a 72% chance of a rate cut next year and a 50% chance of a rate cut now in September. So if those numbers get higher, the gold price could have a shot at finally breaking out of that 1375 area.
All right, David, it's all a process, right? We're waiting for those breakouts to happen, and waiting for some of these things that we have been watching for a while to truly come to fruition. But right now, I know some of your strategy has been put out some fishing line type bids. So lowball some of these stocks and see if you can pick up some of the good shares for projects that work even at these current prices, and just build positions on these dips and taking advantage of whenever that pop will happen. But just building and having a select list of stocks is kind of the crucial strategy, but it's been something we've been talking about now for well over a year. David, good chatting with you. Everyone, click that link below. Go visit David's website for some more information on his newsletter, and at the very least, sign up for his free email blast so you get a good idea of what David writes about on a very regular basis. David, thanks for your time, buddy.
Thank you, Corey.